98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Monday's Big Breakfast Bite Size. Thank you so much. So, just to let you know, there's things being discussed in this about Game of Thrones. And a heads up, there are zero spoilers. We're not going to talk about anything that was on the show that was out today. You know, it's season 8, it's episode 1. No spoilers. We wouldn't do that to you. So, enjoy Luke talking to Kit Harington. Yes. He's chatting to Jon Snow and lots of other fun, including an amazing Greedy Guts. Subscribe.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
While you're making me dance to 98 FM, it's 6:22. This is the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Hope you all had a good weekend. Got to chill out over the weekend, and the kids wanted to do this thing that they do with school. It's called touch typing. I don't know. Did you do it in school where you learned how to type? And it's a program which is online. Unfortunately, yesterday though, whenever Elizabeth, my daughter who's 10, went to do her touch typing, the internet just didn't seem to be working for her, and all I hear is this in the background. I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, I'm just getting the internet working here, Dad. I'm like, well, what are you doing? I'm like, what's that? She goes, I'm just playing T-Rex Run. I'm like, what, the little dinosaur in Google when you don't have internet? She's like, yeah, you know, if you get a high score, the internet comes back.
98 what? FM, The Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke.
It doesn't. It's 98 FM, it's 6:23, good morning.
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98 FM.
Halsey, what up, me on 98 FM? This is the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. The time is coming up to 7:09. So one of my favourite TV shows is on over the weekend, as it normally is, and it's Graham Norton. He's just absolutely fantastic, and he gets the best guests. Oh, like, it's a wish list of guests that we would love for this show, so... Liam Hemsworth, obviously Thor from Game of Thrones. He'd Jon Snow off of Game of Thrones. Sorry, from Avengers, Thor. And also then he'd Paul Rudd, who plays Ant-Man, and is also Ant-Man in Avengers, and with Avengers Endgame coming up. So, here's the situation. All of the storylines for Game of Thrones and Avengers have been kept very tight-lipped, and everybody wants to know, what's going to happen at the end? How are they going to defeat everyone? How are they going to get everyone back? Like, how is there a new Spider-Man movie coming up when Spider-Man was killed off in the last Avengers movie? We're all questioning it. But there is loads of fan theories about what happened. So, just bring you up to speed. In the last Avengers movie, there's a guy called Thanos. He got a whole load of jewels and a big glove. What happened with the glove, which is called a gauntlet? He snaps his fingers, half of the universe dies. So, the rest of the remaining Avengers need to essentially reverse this and stop it all happening and kill Thanos. But how do you kill somebody who's so powerful and with this snap of a finger, he can kill you dead? Well, there's a fan theory around, and it's quite funny.
There is a fan theory involving Ant-Man. Now, can you explain how Ant-Man will beat Thanos?
I think I know the theory you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people have asked me recently if I shrink down and go...
Wait for it?
The theory is called the Thanos theory. And go... into Thanos.
Yeah.
In a certain orifice.
Yes.
And then grow giant size.
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98
FM. Sam Smith, Dancing with a Stranger. It's 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. It's 25/7. I don't know about you, but we were talking about Graham Norton show on earlier on, and the bit of Paul Rudd talking about it's not a spoiler, it's just a fan theory about Avengers. And I know you're not the biggest Avengers fan.
No, I don't even know what it's about, to be honest.
It's like, you should see the glazed look on Susan's face when myself and Luke start talking superhero movies to her.
It's just not my thing.
Are you the same with Game of Thrones?
I do have a plan to eventually start watching Game of Thrones one day.
You should do what I do, and that is just dip in and out.
No.
Watch the catch-up programs, and you're all up to date. I can't wait till later on tonight. 9 o'clock, we're going to watch it with everyone else, or we might just catch up with
you're strange. Because you haven't watched it through.
I can't commit to a lot of things. I don't have time. Says, got it. My all my energy needs to go into this radio show.
Don't believe that.
But Kit Harington, obviously, who plays Jon Snow, has all of this, all these secrets built up inside him, and he needs to tell somebody. But who can you trust? Is there anybody in your life that you can trust?
No.
There you go. So Kit Harington, though, apparently has found somebody that he can trust with what actually happens in the final of Game of Thrones.
It was getting...
Oh, just heads up, there are no spoilers in this.
It was getting too much, so I had to tell one person, and it's my friend James, who doesn't watch the show. I mean, he fell asleep in the first episode of the first season. And then I knew, like, you know, you need someone who's zero interest in what you do around you.
Yeah.
So we were having a drink the other night, and I just told him everything about how the series ends and everything, and he couldn't have looked less interested. Saying like the Night King this and that, and he's the Night what? I've no idea what to do. So it was nice. It was nice to offload to someone who has zero idea, you know, about anything.
Yeah.
And he lives.
Yeah. Very good. Come here. Luke caught up with all the Games of Thrones cast in Belfast on Friday. Got a preview and also got to chat with Kit Harington as well. He's the only one that got to chat to him.
He's a lucky boy.
Yeah. He's Cuddleline, brother of 98FM's Big Breakfast. Good morning. 98FM's
Big Breakfast. Five questions. €500. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Gus.
Yes. I love this, and I even love listening back to this game because I try and answer the questions as we play along with this all the time. Megan, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Do you play along with this when you're listening?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
And a scale of 1 to 10, how annoyed can you get when you hear a question? You're just like, it's so obviously easy. Do you shout at the radio?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
tell us a bit about you.
My name's Megan, I'm 25.
We're not looking for your height and statistics. Like, what do you work at? Are you in college or what?
I work in a crash at the minute.
Oh, nice one. Is that closed for the Easter break or is... Or,
no, still open for the Easter break.
Oh, you guys don't get holidays at all, do you?
Oh, I'm off Friday.
Yay! Nice one. Good for you. Well, I wish you the best of luck. Do you know all the rules?
I do, yeah.
Okay, it's five questions, €500, get one wrong.
And you're gone. €25.
Best of luck, Megan. Whereabouts are you, by the way?
I'm just on the M4.
You're on the
heading
M4.
To Kilcock.
Okay, cool. Question one worth €25. Amazon's home assistant is also known by what girl's name?
Alexa.
It's got to be, doesn't it?
Woo!
There you go, £25. That was easy, wasn't it?
Yeah, let's hope they're all that easy.
We're off to a good start. Do you want to move on to question two, which is worth €50?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
€50.
Do you know anything about animals?
No. A little bit.
Okay, listen to this question very carefully, all right?
Yeah.
What two dog breeds do you mix to make a cockapoo?
Cocker Spaniel and a poodle.
Yes!
Yes!
There's one in our estate, his name is Buddy, and he is the cutest dog.
I'll have to Google them now.
They're so cute. Oh, by the way, we came across another dog there yesterday. Don't Google him because you'll fall in love with it. And it's a cross between a pug and a beagle.
Oh.
So what do you want to do? You got €50. Would you like to move on for €100?
Yeah.
Yeah!
€100.
Okay, this person was in the news quite recently. Jacinda Ardern, A-R-D-E-R-N. She is the Prime Minister of which country?
Can I get a clue? Very big, helpful clue.
it's near Australia. Gotta hurry it.
New Zealand.
That was such an easy clue.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose, like, you know, we're in it's a Monday, so, okay, you got €100. What do you want to do? Next question's worth €250. Wow.
Yes, look, I came with nothing. I'll go.
This isn't the chase.
€250.
It's more powerful than it. Okay, very best of luck with you. We're talking to Megan, who works in a creche, looks after your children for you. We want to get her as much cash as possible. Question four, €250. How many questions do Vogue magazine ask to celebrities in their famous video series? Gotta hurry.
21.
It's not. It's 73 questions. It's such an odd number as well.
Yeah.
It is. It's quite funny, actually, to watch the celebrities be walking around and stuff and answering all the questions. Come here. So sorry, Megan, that you didn't win anything, but it's been lovely to talk to you. Go in now, look after all those children. Don't let them draw on the walls.
Oh, lovely. Thanks, William.
Cheers, Megan. Bye.
Bye.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Dinoro and Gigi D'Agostino in my mind on 98FM. Oh, that brings back good memories of last summer. Roll on this summer, please. Roll on later on when we're all out of here and we can sit down and finally watch episode one of season 8 of Game of Thrones. I know everybody's, you know, saying Game of Thrones, this, that and the other. It's massive. It's huge. And just to let you know, there are no spoilers on the show, okay? None whatsoever. But Luke did speak to Kit Harington on the red carpet in Belfast over the weekend, Friday night. Kit plays Jon Snow.
Kit Harington here. Play Jon Snow. I kind of want to do my accent, but I won't do it to him because apparently it doesn't sound like Jon Snow. Oh, the North. Maybe I ask him, is he going to miss playing the part of Jon Snow in Northern Ireland?
It's a surge of relief finishing it, and it's a surge of fear finishing it, and it's a surge of joy and pride. There's so many feelings wrapped into one that I don't know how to sum it up. A lot of people have asked, how are we feeling?
Yeah.
And it feels like someone who's finished a marathon and you say, how are you feeling? Yeah. There's not words to describe it. I'll miss Northern Ireland. I'll miss, not that I won't ever come back here, but I'll miss coming back here. I'll miss the people. I miss the crew. I've made lifelong friends in this, and I met my wife, so, you know, I'm going to see them all again, but not in the same arena, not doing the same things, not in the same costumes. That's how I miss it.
I have to say, it's a very weird experience watching cast members of a show that you've watched for almost 10 years slowly creep closer to you, like a really slow wave. And they're all being very polite, and they're getting closer and closer. And then Bran Stark is literally just here beside me. People always say he's a bit of a moody teenager in the final couple of series because he plays like this character who basically has no emotion because he knows everything, and he knows everything that has happened and will happen. So let's see, does he have any personality in real life? Your character has a bit of a drastic change. I'm not trying to spoil it too much, but Bran turns into a bit of a moody teenager.
Yeah.
What was that like trying? I mean, were you a moody teenager and that was easy enough, or were you wondering, oh, why is this guy so moody?
Well, he's not moody. He's the three-eyed raven.
But he knows everything.
Yeah.
So a normal teenager.
Yeah. Clever, so he did that. You know, I've really enjoyed that. It was an interesting challenge because up until that point, I'd kind of always been a sort of a kid playing a kid or a young adult playing a young adult. And I didn't have to sort of really transform myself per se. So it was really fun to sort of get to a point where I had to totally transform myself to be the three-eyed raven. And I enjoyed it.
Okay, next up is Yara Greyjoy. Was there a moment maybe that you wished you had been in a particular scene, maybe that you weren't in, or if your character could have been in one scene, what was it?
I think I was really happy with my not. I think everyone was in the right place at the right time doing their thing, and it would have looked weird if I was there maybe.
Yeah, because I mean, you were in a lot of the battles, so to see you maybe like in one of the more...
You know what, the only thing I always wondered, will Yara get a nice pretty dress and go to one of the hot locations?
Would she want one?
No. She wouldn't want one. I said, maybe she'd go somewhere hot, maybe.
No. It's always the islands. Okay, I see Sophie Turner. She's probably one of the biggest names here. Sansa Stark, she's in the new X-Men movies. Don't know if she's going to talk to a radio station from Dublin. We'll see, but I have a funny feeling it's going to be one of those. Sophie. But anyway, look, we'll see. Yep, I was right. Sophie Turner took off her shoes and legged it. So as far as I can tell, I think that's it from the Game of Thrones red carpet. Hey, look, man, there was lots of people really happy got to chat with Kit Harington.
Liam Cunningham, obviously.
Yeah, how's it going? Yeah, I recognise the accent.
God, now we're going to go watch the first episode from the new season. It's a feature-long episode, and I'm not allowed to talk about it at all. So hope you enjoyed some of those interviews. And Cooper, I hope you now know a little bit more about Game of Thrones. Right, I'm off to Spain. Good luck.
Not one dragon interviewed.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
That was pretty cool. You can also check out some videos and pictures of the red carpet that Luke got to go to on Friday in Belfast. He was literally like a child being told he had free entry into Disneyland for life. It was really good. Good to hear him chatting to Kit Harington as well, which is a bit of an exclusive. But check out our Instagram stories right now on 98FM.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98FM.
George is here. Good morning.
Hiya.
Suze, you're going to have to press some buttons over here. I'm not touching it.
Okay, go for the... Oh!
What did you do?
It's an autopilot. It's just going.
I think when I said go for it, I spat a bit. So I think the moisture from my mouth made it go off. So sorry about that.
Okay. This is a game called Podcast or Podcrap. Now, I am in the company of two podcasters. Georgie has a podcast called The Good Glow, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for the shout out.
Very good. If have a listen to it, it's very good. And Cooper, you do the engine room from time to time.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've done it, but it's there. All 183 episodes.
Okay, well, maybe you know your podcasts. Can you tell your podcast from your pod crap?
Oh, okay.
So you're going to hear a couple of podcasts, and you can tell me, do you think these are real podcasts that actually exist? Because, let's face it, anyone can make a podcast these days.
What are you saying, Suze?
And everyone is.
Okay, Georgie, you're up first.
Okay.
The Potter Erotica podcast. Each week, your hosts discuss another chapter in a sexy Harry Potter fan fiction.
Oh. So, I was previously an entertainment reporter, and I know about this fan fiction stuff. Yeah. So, there's One Direction fan fiction, Twilight fan fiction. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say it's a podcast.
It's not. It's pod crap.
There's definitely a market for it.
There is, isn't there? All right, Coop.
Yeah.
Wine and Spirits with Monica the Medium. Monica chats about her spiritual experiences over wine.
This has to be a podcast. It's very podcasty. Mm. You know, it's like because no rules apply with podcasts. Yeah. There's no broadcast laws or anything. You can do what you like. Yeah, I'm saying that this is a real podcast.
It's a real podcast. Yes. Okay, Cooper's in the lead with 1 point. George,
he actually wrote down one on his little piece of paper.
Well, I always keep scores.
There's one thing Cooper's going to do. It's going to tot up his own scores. All right, Georgie, the Chameleon Breeder podcast. Bill Strand talks you through everything you need to know about chameleons.
Pod crap.
It's a podcast.
Oh, for God's sake.
So if you're thinking about getting one, have a listen to Bill Strand's podcast.
I did write down a zero for you there, just in case you were wondering.
Just in case I forgot.
Yeah.
All right, Coop, final one for you. How to Drive podcast. Can't afford driving lessons? We'll tell you everything you need to know to get you on the road.
No, I don't think this. No, it's definitely. I'm sure there's somebody who thinks it can talk you through, but it's a visual thing. It's an actual hands-on experience, and maybe the way you're reacting that I could be wrong. Oh no, I'm saying no. This is no shenanigans.
Yeah, it's pod crap.
Yes. Oh no. Yay! I'm giving myself another point there.
All right, 2 points with Coop.
Yay!
Good morning.
Hard look in your face, George.
98 FMs.
Yeah, it's 20 to 10. Producer Suze.
Morning.
You absolute legend. Every day, Suze has the special skills of finding stories from around the world that you may never have heard of before.
Yeah.
And you get a song out of these.
Somehow, yes. Somehow. Some days it's a stretch, but we always play a song at the end. So if you have a song suggestion after you hear this, send it in. We might play it.
All right. Where in the world are we going to today?
We're going over to China today.
Excellent.
And if you're looking maybe to lose a little bit of weight or maybe eat a bit healthier, have listened to this. What the Chinese are doing and a couple of entrepreneurs over there, they're offering people who are trying to lose weight the chance to watch them eat for a small fee. So it's a, you know, we've heard of personal shopping, all that kind of thing. Now people over there will say, what do you want me to eat? Pizza. Okay. You pay for the food, the cost of the food, and a small service fee. I'll film myself eating the pizza and I'll describe the smells and the tastes, the cheese, the melted cheese over the crust.
How does that help anybody who's trying to stop eating? Because like that'd only make you want more.
That's now, what I was thinking.
Now I want extra cheese, pepperoni, pizza, and it's not even 10 a.m. in the morning.
I don't get it either.
Actually, I'm getting pains on my chest thinking about it.
So the same for that small service fee, you get that sent over and it's like a second-hand experience without any of the calories. So the entrepreneurs, as they're calling themselves, say you don't have to worry about diabetes or sugar or any of the risks associated with this food, like high cholesterol or high blood pressure. I'll take all the risks.
So you can pay people to die for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And,
I just don't see it catching on. I just don't get it.
No.
I do know someone though, when he was looking to lose weight, he used to look at pictures of nice food on the internet.
That's weird. It's nearly as weird as asking you for pictures of your feet. That's just weird. Well, everybody eats to their own, I suppose.
Yeah, we'll see if it takes off. Yeah. You know, some people could lose weight because of it. The other people are doing the eating.
Well, maybe just eat less, like proportion size and exercise.
Yeah, maybe.
Seems to be the key.
Easier said than done though,
yeah,
isn't it?
True.
Go on, I'll give you a song suggestion to start them off. It's Feeder.
Oh.
Big Breakfast.
What song would you like us to play for you going on that story?
That is odd.
What would you like us to eat as well?
I actually want to eat pizza now.
It's only a small fee.
Oh, what, you want us to film ourselves eating something for somebody? Get your videos of us eating pizza for a fiver. I know. All right, what's your song suggestions? 0877 98 98 98.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Calvin Harris, this is what you came for on 98FM. It's 10 to 10, cowboy time. So, Suze came to us with a One More Tune story, and it's an odd one.
Yeah, if you're looking to lose weight, over in China, they've come up with an idea where you don't have to eat the food, because let's face it, if you're on a diet, you're restricted to certain foods that you can eat. In China, there's people that offer, they offer to eat the food for you and send you a video saying what it tastes like, what it smells like, you know, the whole experience of eating it, so that you kind of guess it, but you don't take in the calories or the carbohydrates.
Now, I'm just wondering, can we cash in on this? Can we just start doing videos and you can buy them?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, well, we just need some fools to buy them, yeah.
Yeah, so all of China looking to get involved with this. Okay, song suggestions coming in. Digital Love by Daft Punk, because, like, food love online.
Mm.
Eat, Sleep, Rave, Repeat, or Eat... Yeah, I get it. Eat, Sleep, Rave, Repeat, but we just played Calvin Harris, so I think we're going to go with the majority that have voted on this one. And a bit reluctant, because it is proper cheese though, which is also food type.
Play the cheese. Go
play
on.
The cheese. Okay. Last ketchup.
Yes.
The ketchup song. Because you're gonna have ketchup on everything anyway, aren't you? Noodles. It's 98 FM. To One More Tune. Good morning. Friday night, it's
98 FM's.